Mr. Interesting, and welcome to... Yes, Eddie, it is a cow. Welcome to Mr. Interesting's Guide to the Continental United States. Yes, and another cow. How interesting. I'm Mr. Interesting, and this is Eddie, the giant talking carp. Actually, Eddie is not only a talking carp. He's also quite a cow fan. In today's episode, Eddie and I are out to discover the differences between Americans and Canadians. And what better way to find out than to talk to the average Americans who we pass on the road? Oh, look, we're passing one now. Roll down your window, Eddie. Excuse me, ma'am, excuse me. I'm talking to you. You, yes, roll down your window. Good.
Are you crazy? Get back in your own lane.
I wonder if you could tell me the difference between American and Canadian.
Is that a giant trout beside you?
Giant trout? The very idea is comical to my way of thinking. No. Eddie is a giant carp. Eddie, I thought I told you to go before we left. No bother. All right, we'll stop up ahead. Oh, ma'am, now, what do you think is the difference between Canadians?
There's someone coming right for you! Oh, he's swerving!
Well, there's one difference between Americans and Canadians. Apparently, Americans drive head-on into cement mixers. It's a strange fact, but there you are. Oh, yes, Eddie, I see that diner up ahead, right beside the shoe store. Well, you can freshen up, and I can meet some average Americans. I wonder if they all die prematurely like that nice person we just met.
So, this is my place. I know it's not much, but I call it... Well, not much.
No, it's a really nice apartment. I love your artwork.
Oh, isn't that nice of you? Thank you. I can't believe I agreed to a blind date. But now I'm glad I did.
Me too. I was afraid you wouldn't be so cute. No offense.
Oh, well, I'll take it. I'm quite relieved myself. So, can I get you a little something before we go out? Would you like some chips and dip?
Oh, not for me, thanks. I'm kind of into healthier stuff. Oh,
you look like you work out a lot.
Oh, I try to at least 6 days a week. I'm not fanatical or anything.
No wonder your biceps look so bicep-y.
Want to feel them?
Meow.
How about you? How often do you work out?
Me? Well, you know, I'm not fanatical either.
Yeah. Well, it's so important. I don't think I could go out with a woman who didn't really take care of her body.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Your body is your temple.
Like these chips here. To me, eating them is like throwing garbage into a pristine mountain stream.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I just keep these here for company. Say, I could use a glass of wine. Would you care for one?
No, I don't drink. But you go ahead.
No, again? No, just being polite. Yuck, pew, wine. Ugh. Oh, I wonder who that is.
Singing telegram for Cindy Watson.
What's this? It's not my birthday or anything.
We're here for Mr. Pizza, as happy as can be. You've had 1,000 pizzas, now you get one for free. Pepperoni, extra cheese, we want to make a fuss. You order pizza every day. So this here one's on, 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 this here one's on. Surprise, 1001st pizza, free from Mr. Pizza. Enjoy your next 1,000.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy, that was some practical joke. Look, they even left a pizza. Boy, I didn't even know they still made these things.
Yeah.
Look, I can explain. You see, I work really late.
Hey, it's okay. No need to explain.
Okay, I lied. I eat like a pig, okay? Pizza, donuts, cheese strings, you name it, I eat it.
Hey, don't worry about it. It's cool.
Well, it's no biggie, right? I mean, everyone has a few vices, right? No one's perfect.
Yeah.
There must be something you eat that's not good for you. Some kind of junk food.
No. Oh, yeah. No, come to think of it, that's a vegetable.
Well, if it's not food, it's something, right?
I don't get what you mean.
Well, for instance, sometimes on Sunday morning, when I know my neighbor's asleep, I take his newspaper. I mean, don't you ever do that?
I get home delivery, though some Sundays I find it missing.
Okay, how about this? You know when you fill out questionnaires at the doctor's and they ask for your weight? Sometimes I lie.
Why would I do that?
Yes, of course, why would you? And I guess you wouldn't say, oh, I don't know, ever fib on your income tax or anything.
Look, maybe I should get going.
How about dinging someone's bumper and not leaving a note?
Do you know where my coat is?
Shut up, I'm thinking. Okay, sometimes at night I'm really beat, so I don't brush my teeth. Okay, you've got to have done that.
Look, I think I'm coming down with something. Let's make it another time.
Sit down! Now, come on. You scratch yourself and smell your fingers.
No!
Come on. Don't pretend like you shower every day.
Look, I've really got an early day tomorrow.
You hack up girl guides, then dance around in bloodstained lingerie. Come on, please, anything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks for the date, Mr. Perfect. Huh? It's been a slice. Hey. Speaking of slice. Hello, Mr. Pizza.
Lord and Lady Buckley, Inspector Graves of Scotland Yard.
Oh, yes, Dorothy. Do send him in and fetch a pot of tea.
Very well, ma'am.
Lord Buckley, Lady Buckley, I have news.
Ah, you've located the girl.
Well, not exactly.
Tea?
No, thank you. We've received another ransom request from the kidnappers.
Ah, oh, bloody cheek. Well, what do they want this time?
They've reduced the ransom request to £200,000 in unmarked bills, or you'll never see your child again.
Dreadful. What kind of madman would kidnap a six-year-old girl? It's such a good, quiet little girl, too. Why, if Nurse hadn't told me she was missing from the nursery, I might not have known of her absence for a fortnight.
Yes, never a moment's trouble, that one. And always a delight when she'd come downstairs on birthdays and family gatherings.
Yes.
So, any clues as to the identity of the kidnappers, Inspector?
No clues as yet, sir. But upon leaving here, I shall be taking this note to Scotland Yard for a full handwriting analysis.
Beg pardon, but wouldn't the Sheraton Park Tower Hotel emblem at the top of the note be of some significance?
Oh. I didn't notice that, but no, not necessarily. Best to leave the sleuthing to the professionals, ma'am.
Couldn't agree more, Inspector. My wife has an overactive imagination.
My darling husband, shall I fetch my handbag? I believe I have at least £200,000 on hand.
Well, I agree that would be the easy thing to do. But would it be the right thing? Now, as much as we love our little Pamela, we must let the world know that the Buckleys do not give in to the demands of terrorists.
But, darling, what of poor Pamela? Why, I hate to think of her as lacking in any comfort. Oh, I do hope they are having her continue on with her decoupage classes.
Oh, my wife, you are such a panty waste. For that, I cherish you. But you must think, what kind of role model shall we be for our daughter if we cave in into every Tom, Dick, and Harry who asks for a handout?
Oh, I suppose you're right, my love. We must resist for Pamela's sake.
That's right, lovey. In the words of Churchill, we must...
K-B-O.
Keep buggering on.
Then I take it we should not respond to the note.
Correct. In due course, once these madmen realize that we shall not be trifled with, they'll come to their senses.
Very well, sir.
Now, how about that tea?
Oh, yummy. Fine, Eddie. You go to the washroom. I'll look at the menu. There he goes. It's hard to believe he can breathe air through his gills and walk on his slippery tail. They grow up so fast.
Yeah, well, what can I do for you?
Well, my friend's in the washroom, but do you have fish and chips?
Do we have fish and chips? Does a dog have fleas?
Why, many do, I suppose.
Hey, Cookie, one order of fish and chips.
And while I await my food, I'll talk to some average Americans at this average American diner. Hello, average American severely overweight woman.
What?
I'm here with the CBC to find out if Americans have stronger opinions than Canadians. What do you think about, gun control, for instance, or capital punishment?
Don't like chicken.
Pardon me?
Chicken. I got a strong opinion on chicken. I don't like it. Unless it's roasted. I like roasted chicken.
Roasted chicken.
It's good. It's not too chickeny. I hate boiled chicken. Unless it's boiled well, then I like it.
Well, how about fried chicken?
Yeah, I like fried chicken.
Then you like chicken.
No, not all chicken. I don't like raw chicken.
I see.
I had a bad experience with raw chicken once. Never again.
Well, it's a good idea.
Crazy Japanese.
Pardon me?
Japanese are crazy. They eat raw chicken.
I believe they eat raw fish.
Really? Oh, maybe it's just my sister Jenny's cooking I hate. Hey, Jenny, this guy says you're supposed to use fish in that Japanese cooking.
Oh, he does he? Oh, so you're Japanese, are you? You can eat a Japanese cookbook?
No, I don't read Japanese.
So now he backs off. Trust me, sushi is made with raw chicken. It's a delicacy.
A delicacy that gave me worms.
Well, it's an acquired taste.
An acquired taste that gave me worms.
Well, who the hell's asking anyways? Who is this guy and why is he talking to my sister?
I'm Mr. Interesting, and I'm trying to find out the difference between Canadians and Americans.
Difference between who?
Canadians. You know, the people from Canada. Do you know very much about Canada?
Just what I learned in school.
Which was?
It's pink. On the map, it's pink.
And it doesn't have much writing on it.
Do all Americans think like you?
I wouldn't know. I don't know any Americans.
You don't?
No, this is our first time here. We're from Ontario. You know Petrolia?
Hey, the fish and chips will be in just a minute. Cookie cut the fish, now he's battering it.
Cut the fish? How could you catch a fish in a restaurant? Eddie? Another difference between Canadians and Americans. Canadians almost never attempt to batter and deep fry guests at a restaurant. Yes, yes, keep your scales on. Goodness!
Hello? Hello, it's Magda here to clean. Okay, if you no answer, I let myself in then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so no one here. So I start the dusting then. Dust the pictures. It's a dusty, dusty, dusty. Oh, the man in 1A has a tie, like this picture with the dogs playing the poker. I know that because every day he leaves his clothes on the floor. At first I think this man is very messy, but then I look around and I think to myself, Magda, he's got his pants flung over here and his shirt is over there and his underpants on the doorknob. And I start to think, this man is a very passionate man. I bet when he is through with his work day, whoosh, his clothes come off before you can take your bath. It's like that, the line from the book that I'm reading, Eruption at Love Island. It's by Violet Willowtree. This could be, yes, here it is. His manhood sprung from its denim prison with all the force of the black oil that shot out of her papa's land in Texas. A powerful force of nature that could no longer be restrained. Oh, I suspect that a man like this has a big everything. Oh, no, 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 you, no, no, that's not what I mean. No, no, I mean a big taste for life. And a big thirst, too, because every morning there are many bottles and cigarette butts and empty packs of pork rinds to put in the recycling. You'll see. Can I tell you a secret? Sometimes when I've picked up everything, I cradle the full garbage bag in my arms and pretend that I am dancing with this man who has such zest for life. You don't see that kind of passion every day, but you know who has it? The man in 6B. Once, through the door, I heard him talking on the telephone, and it must have been to his lady friend, because he said, if I don't see you tonight, one of us is going to be dead. And I think he meant he was going to kill himself from a broken heart. Oh, he's so romantic. Oh, I dream of such a passion. But I fear it, too. I mean, to love then lose a man like that, it would kill you. It would leave you, well, how does my book say? A barren husk, torn from the kernels and left to waft into the night, silent and alone. Like my book says. Oh, and then there is 7D. Oh, 7D. How I fantasize about the man in 7D. The smell of that room is intoxicating. Sometimes when I go to pick up his clothes from the floor, I hold them to my nose. And I'm sure he wears Brut. Or Stetson. I'm not sure which, but it smells like heaven. Like a very sweet and leathery heaven. How could any woman not be drunk with his musky man scent? Once I saw this man. He is very dark. He is very brooding. One time he tried to speak Polish to me, though I think his Polish is a little rough, because he accidentally said to me, you will wax my sausage now. Yeah. But I appreciate he made the effort to speak my language, so I don't let him know about his mistakes. Oh, yeah, now I'm done. I must lock up and go get a bucket. 2B has blood everywhere. That man must be a doctor.
Inspector Graves of Scotland Yard.
Oh, good. Just when we were starting a fresh pot of tea. Send him in.
Inspector, let me look at you. You're looking hale.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Inspector. Care for a cup and a bicky?
Oh, I wouldn't say no, ma'am. My, what's it been then? 12 years?
13. So, what ho? Located our princess?
That's correct. Officer Billingsley will bring your daughter in momentarily.
Oh, we never thought we'd see our little girl again. Many times over the years I've wondered if we were right in refusing to pay the ransom. But then Lord Buckley reminds me, it was the principle of the thing.
The damn thing.
Oh, sorry.
The principle of the damn thing. If anything's worth cursing over, it's a principle.
I wonder what has become of our Prunella.
Pamela, madam.
Pamela? Really? Funny name.
I wish to caution you. Pamela's been through a lot since her abduction. It appears she's been living in New York City.
New York City? It's a cultural oasis. Well, thank God for that. I was so worried she'd been raised in Jersey or Oklahoma or Toronto.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if she's quite a patron of the arts, are Pamela?
Not likely, madam. Though it does seem that she's been trained in a form of show business.
Beg pardon?
It seems that when you refused to pay the ransom, the kidnappers were forced to take more desperate measures to get funds and, well, they turned to tap dancing.
Dear God!
Not, oh, God! You mean with the little pieces of metal at the toes and heels?
Afraid so, ma'am. We picked her up yesterday at a Gene Kelly revival in London. We thought we'd caught the kidnappers, but they disappeared into a roadshow performance of Riverdance.
Well, even so, we must be brave. Let us see our daughter then, Inspector.
Billingsley, bring the young lady in.
Here you are then, love.
Pamela.
My darling baby. Oh, good Lord. She's tapping.
Pamela, can you speak?
Beg pardon, ma'am. She may be a bit.
Oh, what a nice sailor suit. It's so nautical.
Pamela, it's your parents, dear. She doesn't talk much.
Oh, but she does have rhythm. You've got to give her that.
Do you think maybe she wants something? Do you think maybe she's trying to tell us something?
Well, we've run a battery of tests to determine whether it's Morse code or some other form of covert signal. As it turns out, she's just tap dancing.
Oh.
Well, thank you for your help, Inspector. We do appreciate it.
Not at all. Glad it all worked out. Good night, then.
Pamela, be a good girl and go get washed up for dinner. Yes, the toilet is up the stairs. First door to the left. No, Pamela. The left.
So there you have it. Our little girl is home at last.
Yes, there you have it. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Boarding school?
Boarding school.
Look at the tea. Well, Eddie, here's our last chance to discover the difference between Canadians and Americans. Yes, Eddie, it's a real-life American bar and grill. We'll go in for a drink and study the natives.
This looks pleasant.
Mister, you gotta protect me. He's trying to kill me.
Get out of the way, you. I can't get a clear shot on Louise.
Get behind me, ma'am. I'll protect you. Now, see here, sir.
She got me.
Oh.
Thanks for giving me cover, mister. There, you got your shorty standing.
Got you, too. Even Steven.
Oh, my goodness. These poor people are dead. Waitress?
Not now. Can't you see I'm busy? Heads up. Ordering two bourbons and a Collins.
Back off. I'm on a break.
Now, you don't understand. There's a rush.
Oh, no. It's... happy hour.
Eddie, follow me. We've got to get out of here. Come on, Eddie. My goodness. Are you okay, Eddie? Well, I mean, other than having a bullet-riddled dorsal fin. Good. But you know what all that gunfire means, of course, don't you? Exactly. Now, we'll never learn the difference between Canadians and Americans. Oh, well, folks, until next week. Come, Eddie. I think I have some ouchless band-aids in the glove compartment.
You have been listening to Mr. Interesting's Guide to the Continental United States, starring Catherine Greenwood, Kathy Lasky, Colin Mockery, and Dan Redekant, with music by George Kohler and sound effects by Anton Zabo. Mr. Interesting's Guide to the Continental United States was written by Jenny Hacker and Dan Redekant and was produced by CBC Radio Arts and Entertainment.